7201.
The climate talks are deadlocked in Copenhagen. More people getting hit over the head with billy clubs than anything else. Not a lot of action, just a lot of hot air with the world leaders set to arrive on Friday. It looked as though the health care bill was stymied, if you will, in the Senate. Joe Lieberman saying that he was definitely a no vote. He wasn't going to get out of the way with the public option and several other things he did not like about health care reform. Seems he may have changed his mind yet again. Senator Jay Rockefeller rips into him. We're going to let you hear what Rocker had to say about Howard Dean, actually, is who he ripped into, about what Howard Dean said as far as just taking it off the table. Also, as things get heated in that debate, Senator Debbie Stabenow, what she had to say, and Senator Orrin Hatch on different sides of the aisle and different sides of what's happening over health care reform. They were on a show earlier in the day. It's, you know, virtually anyone who can move their mouth on the Hill is talking about health care reform. So we're going to jump to it here on ATN. Might even have a Christmas vote. I was text a message from somebody I know that works in Congress, and they told me just whatever it was a half an hour ago. It looks like it's true. They might, Senator Harry Reid might call for a vote on Christmas Day. Man, you know where my vote would go with that one. Also, jumping on this hour, we're going to talk about Schumer being a little bit nasty, a little bit testy to a flight attendant. If you missed an earlier hour, we threw him in the dungeon. I'll explain a little bit about that. And we're all tigered out, I think. But the latest on the Tiger Woods situation, it's up to 14 women, by the way. I mean, hey. And he's named the athlete of the year by the Associated Press. You can't deny, forget all the women, but you can't deny all the awards as far as golf tournaments and majors that he amassed. So over a decade, he was incredible. I can't dispute him being the athlete of the decade, but boy, timing is everything, they say, right? Stu in Kentucky. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Kate. Hey, first of all, real quick, I wish you would put up on your website your different radio stations you're on. I've got buddies, man, I tell them about you. It's hard to find out which stations you're on.
We'll do it. We'll put them up there.
I mean, anyway, as far as Schumer goes, it's all you right-wing nuts. Always reporting on the liberals. I don't understand why you guys do that stuff. You know, you guys did it against Obama. We just, you know, you guys don't ever say nothing bad about anybody else but the poor liberals. You know, I mean, I'm just saying what they like to say. You know what I mean? Remember, Fox News, ATN will be on that same little crime watch as Fox News if you keep that up. Who was the GOP that asked for the 760 pages to be read?
Who was the
Republican? Yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't remember who it was.
I don't know, but I like his idea.
Right, because you can't pause. They're not going to read it. They haven't read it, and that's the problem.
Exactly, and I think he was. But you know, I don't know. But yeah, Joe Lieberman, like I said, my wife's got a really good friend that's an assistant to a senator, U.S. senator. And they said earlier that Lieberman got everything he wanted. He was going to go with the health plan, health bill. And I heard that earlier today for a fact. As long as he got everything he wanted, he was going to be on board. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right,
which I think
of
is kind
of
crappy. And I understand where Howard Dean's coming from. Howard Dean, man, he wants the Democrats back in next year. And
right.
I look at it this way. In 2010, they're not going to get reelected at the rate they're going right now. And especially when they force something in our throat that nobody wants, their constituents don't want in their home state, they're screwed. You know?
Yeah, and that's the problem. They're not listening to the people, though. You know that. They're not listening. And of course, they are screwed. And all those House seats are up.
And I want to know what kind of curve the president's grading himself on. 60 Minutes Sunday said he was a B-plus, strong B-plus, he fell. And the guy is, man, he is spending so much fugu bucks. I mean, he is going to have us, let me tell you, I promise you, the next five presidents are going to be putting everything back on Obama like he did Bush. because he is going to have them so upside down. He's getting the whole country upside down. I mean, it's like you said, you're not going to worry about a second or third job. You're going to be worried about five different jobs just to pay the taxes and the bills that he's accumulating as time goes on.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. It's sad.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, by the way, you know who it was? I was thinking, I thought it was Boehner for a second. It's John Conyers is the guy who said they should have to read the health care bill, that you'd need a couple of lawyers to interpret
about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's a responsible way to go. And I know when we vote these guys in, we think they're responsible. When they get there, you know, they kind of jam it to us. But I do want to say McConnell ended up going voting down on that bill the other day for the $8.56 million they were giving earmarks to University of Louisville.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
I was kind of happy he did end up voting it down, but they thought he was going to go for it. That I'm in this bill. I'm glad he did. But, I heard him say, or Barack Obama say today, give himself a strong B+, and he's a moron. I don't know what scale he's on, but he's on a bad curve, I can tell you that, or something bad. I don't know, he's got to hold some bad stuff up there. Maybe he drank some bad beer at the last beer summit or something, but they just, you know, I mean, they're killing us, man, and I mean, they're killing us fast with all their crap and their green and their global warming and their climate control, I'm sorry, and green and all their BS they're coming up with, man. They're burying us so deep. And I don't understand, you know, the funny part is he's killed himself in his popularity. You know, he come in, he's going to be fiscally responsible. He has done nothing fiscally responsible yet. He spent more money than the past 43 presidents combined.
Yeah.
Now, you know, people say Bush put us in a bad deal. Bush wasn't the most fiscally responsible president we ever had. I'm not going to doubt that. And neither was the House we had, you know, when we had a Republican House and Senate there when Bush was in. They weren't fiscally responsible. But they weren't this fiscally irresponsible either.
No, I agree. It's out of control, and I think the thing is the worst is yet to come, and you sense that, obviously, and that's what we keep talking about on America Tonight, Stu, is if we're talking about cap and trade, if we're talking about anything futuristic, if we're talking about healthcare reform, it all means that we pay more. But, I mean, I have no problem paying my fair share, but the problem is we're going to pay more than our fair share. I said that we're going to look like we're living in London, and I wouldn't want to live there because you can't afford to live in England. It's ridiculous, their taxes.
Well, I like living right where I live, and I'm happy living right where I live, and I really don't want the government into my business.
Yep.
You know, I want them to kind of keep their distance, do their job, and not try to cut into my money. And I really don't need cap and trade. I mean, we've got a 3,200 square foot home, and it's running us about $450 a month in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I don't need I don't think a lot of people do need it. And I've said this before, and I get so aggravated when I hear people say, well, the liberals are out for the poor people and the middle class, but it's the ones they screw every time.
Right, because it's the middle class that would not be able to afford some of the stuff that we're talking about that you would have to install in your home. It wouldn't be affordable. It would be a negative gain all the way around. Thanks, Stu. Drive safely. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear those two senators square off next.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to fluscam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It keeps switching day to day. It, you know, really, it does. And I say that because all eyes are on, will there be a vote this year? Well, we don't have that many days left in the year before the break. Now the latest is, yeah, we're going to have a vote on Christmas Day. And will there be the nuclear option? Does it go through as is? It's with 60 senators. Not looking like 60 are going that way. Joe Lieberman isn't going to vote for it. Then he's going to vote for it. Claire McCaskill's not going to vote for it. Ben Nelson's not going to vote for it. And it's all a matter of negotiation, right? Everybody's vote is up for grabs. That's what it tells you and what we're seeing. So here are two senators, as I mentioned, Senator Debbie Stabenow from Michigan and Orrin Hatch from Utah, who have, of course, vastly different points of view, one a conservative Republican and the other Democrat representing Michigan. And she's saying everything's moving forward, it's looking good, all that sort of stuff. And in the meantime, it's a different deal when it comes to Orrin Hatch's point of view. And I agree with Hatch. I think Hatch cuts through the rhetoric when he's talking about, honestly, when he's talking about health care reform. And here's how their argument ensued on a cable television network.
Heidi, let me just say that with all due respect, all we hear is complaint,
one thing
after another, and yet the status quo is not working. We have worked all year to come together to provide an opportunity for a bipartisan approach. The determination was made by the Republican leadership. They'd rather try to stop something that's a priority for this president and this Democratic caucus rather than actually coming together and doing something that affects everyone. Democrats, Republicans, independents, small businesses, people who are in business for themselves. This is actually, the insurance exchange is something that has been proposed in the past by Republicans as well as Democrats. It's very unfortunate that politics has gotten in the way.
If I could just answer that, the original Help Committee bill, total Democrat bill, not one Republican asked to participate. House bill, total Democrat bill, not one Republican asked to participate. Harry Reid, total Democrat bill. Yesterday at the White House, totally Democrat. Then they say that we're not cooperating with them. Hey, we'd like to have a system that works and isn't going to be a burden to the taxpayers and isn't going to eat the taxpayers alive. And that will be run not by the federal government, but run, you know, by the competitive system in our society. Look, anybody thinks the federal government's going to run health care better than the private sector, I think, just hasn't looked at the facts.
This is not our choice that it's a partisan bill. We have worked and worked and worked, as Senator Hatch knows. We have worked and worked to bring people together, but in the end,
people are not
going to care. People are not going to care whether it's Democrats or Republicans who voted for this. What they want to know is, are they going to get what they pay for? Can they find affordable insurance? Are seniors going to get help with their prescription drug coverage? Are we going to bring down costs for small businesses and big businesses? That's what people care about, and that's what we are focused on.
Well,
and this is about saving lives, saving money, and saving...
Congressional Budget Office says that the premiums are going to go up. CMS says that it's going to cost more.
Not the numbers I've seen.
Yeah, the numbers that I think are trickling out are false numbers to me. It's just they're not 100% accurate because they don't know. They're taking a stab at it. It's really at best an estimate, a guesstimate. I said this analogy once. A couple of weeks ago, it's like when you're going to buy a car, the car costs X, right? Whatever, the car is going to cost you, wow, what a deal. This car is going to cost me $26,000. I'm just throwing a number out. And then you go to the lot, it's not $26,000. It costs extra to put the wheels on and to actually have a system that works, a stereo system that works in your car. And, oh, yeah, you need those tinted windows. And now you're writing us a check for $7,000 more than you originally thought. It's not the numbers, the hardcore numbers, because there's no way to project that into the future. And that's the scary part of this. And they're not low numbers to begin with, right? I mean, if it's too good to be true, it's not true. If we could get free, incredible health care that was well run, efficient, and worked for the doctors, worked for the patients, well, bring it on. But that's not, we see how that has faltered in other countries. Al calls us. Sam calls us. You don't want this system. Here's what's happening. We're falling apart over here. I've told you about the systems in Europe, particularly like let's just use England as an example. The basic health care coverage is not great. I mean, yeah, if you had a catastrophic thing happen, but for just any kind of daily use, you have to have souped up additional coverage, supplemental coverage, right? You have to have it. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Kate. Give me a couple of minutes. I do want to talk about health care, but before I do, the climate change summit in Copenhagen is very important. And it, if you can listen up and you and your listeners, I can equate that with the health care debate in one aspect. If you're warm in your house tonight and you're not paying through the nose for it now and in the future, you have to thank people like Lord Montcalm of Great Britain, a guy named Morano, last name Morano, who does a climate change blog, Senator James Inhofe, and yes, Alex Jones of Infowars.com, because these guys are standing up and telling us what the fraud is over there, the absolute fraud that's going on with the climate change, and they are saviors, and just to the American people that have called their representatives and told about this. The reason I brought up Alex Jones, he said the banks and the oil companies helped the right to cap and trade bill so they would benefit from it, the oil companies. And some people think, you know, when they listen to that, he's just a conspiracy theorist, but it's true. He also said that the drug companies helped write the health care legislation. And now, let me leave that. But remember what I said about the drug companies. In the new issue of, this is about the health care, the Reason magazine of January, Brian Doherty wrote a column, and he talked about how the administration's number one topic is this government-run single-payer system, and in which the government spends every health care dollar instead of the current 50%, with no competitive market in medical insurance at all, end quote. No competitive medical insurance. So when Anthony Weiner, this Weiner from New York, who's a representative here in New York, gets on every morning and he talks about we have to have a single payer to increase competition, he's lying through his teeth. If there's a single payer and the government's the only one paying, there will be no competition. The competitive market in medical insurance will go down. Okay? It's just like when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in July, she slammed the health insurers. You remember all the insurance companies?
Right, yeah.
She called them immoral villains. Okay, let me quote this guy. Even while she continued to back plans that would force every American to buy insurance from them. So Harry Reid called them evil mongers, the people who spoke out against this. At the same time, they know, and I told you in one of my last phone calls, there's only going to be a few insurance companies. So Nancy Pelosi, Anthony Weiner, Harry Reid, they want a single payer and they want competition. No such thing. They want just a few insurance companies who helped write the legislation for the health care bill. Who the hell are they trying to fool? They can't fool us, and that's why they want to shut down the Internet and talk radio.
Right, right. We know that because that's been reported not just by Alex Jones. We've talked about that on the air.
And,
so and
I'm
some
not
other
even talking about
people.
Alex Jones. I'm talking
right,
about
right, right, right. We've talked. You and I have talked about that.
Right.
That's been reported. But what the problem is what you said, Mark. A lot of people are asleep and they don't know. They're not paying attention to what it's what we you and I have said this for 3 years. It's where the money is. You
exactly.
Follow the money trail on all of this.
It also goes on to say just one more sentence that Obama said we're going to call you out if you go against this in Congress. But then it goes on to say he's saying that, and considering that all the major corporate interests within the healthcare industry have been busy negotiating and lending support to the White House and Congress. End quote. So he tells you he's going to come count. He's going to call you out. At the same time, he's accepting contributions and input from these corporations.
Right.
So it's disgusting. And I hope you – I didn't see this column by Charles Gasparino from Tuesday's New York Post. But I called you and I said, remember how the bankers put this guy in office? I know I'm going on. But he said when he had that closed-door meeting with the bankers in the White House, he talked tough on 60 Minutes, called them fat cat bankers.
That's right.
But he, in quote, right here, someone that was in the meeting said he was a hell of a lot nicer to these guys in the meeting.
Of course.
Because they put him, I told you. See,
they put him in office.
Right. And I'm just not, I said that, and I'm just not just one big mouth in New York. Read it. This guy, the bankers put this guy in office. He's just, it's just another politician. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth, and the information has to get out, and you have to understand this, America. Change that Congress come 2010. Throw them all out. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yeah, absolutely. We say this every single night, that there is change. There is power in numbers. Mark is right. You can pick up the phone. You can send the email. And more importantly, your vote will count more than ever next time around. That's why the Democrats are afraid. That's why I think we need a third party. We need better people in Washington. Coming up next, what Rockefeller said about Dean.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Burn each other on the fire. Senator Jackie Rockefeller, the Democrat from West Virginia. I actually saw this interview. He was on with Andrea Mitchell on NBC, and he talked about a couple of things. And he talked about, first of all, that what was happening with the health care reformer. They were going back and forth on what they were going back and forth on in the Senate, and also that Dean saying that the Senate health care bill was so compromised, you should just forget about it. It should be gone. It should be put to death. He really went after him for it. So I wanted you to hear a little snippet of that interview.
The Republicans have been saying not so fast for about 50 or 60 years on health care. And I love it when Michael Steele and the Republicans, whenever I hear the word going forward, that means to me they're going backwards. That's the place they look. I don't want to talk about it. They're doing a filibuster. They're making somebody read it. I don't know how long it'll last. I'm into health care details. I want to get it passed. I want to help people in Nebraska and West Virginia and all over the place. That's all I care about. And then, frankly, that's all you care about. It's nonsense. And it's irresponsible, and coming from him as a physician, it's stunning, and he's wrong. I don't know where to start. I mean, you can start with the things that take effect virtually as the bill passes, and that's medical loss ratio. Fancy word for saying health insurance companies have to spend 85 to 90% of everything they do, all the revenues they get, and boy, do they get a lot of them, on health care, and they have to prove it and show it. They have to be accountable for it. Secondly, for example, not a big thing, but it is a big thing. Dependent children, they get to have health care through the age of 26. That's immediate. That's a huge change from now. The children's health insurance bill, it's in the Senate. If we pass it, and I think we will, that's 14.1 million children who will continue to get health insurance, which otherwise would be stopped, and then new children who don't have health insurance who will get health insurance. And that's a huge thing. We close half the donut hole for seniors. We give seniors the right to go get a free examination at no cost to them every year. A lot of seniors don't go to doctors, don't want to go to doctors. This encourages them to. There's endless numbers of things, plus the minor fact that we cover 31 million people that don't have any health insurance. That's huge. Look, I come from West Virginia. I represent them. This will be good for people. Am I angry that the public option appears to have been dropped? Of course I'm angry about that. I proposed the original bill on the floor, which was the really tough one that had Medicare benchmarks. That was the cost saver. That was a tough one. Was I for Medicare buy-in? Of course I was, because people from 55 to 64 ought to have that right, but they were shot down. So what do I do? Do I take my football and run home and sulk and complain or hold out for $100 million for something in West Virginia? No. I look at the entire bill. I say, what is in the general interest of the people of my state and the people of America? And then I vote. In my case, I'm going to vote yes.
All right, here's the thing. Bottom line is, if this bill passes, you know what? In 6 years, we're going to be in the same stupid position with less money, a bigger deficit, and the worst health care delivery system that you can imagine. It'll be even more deteriorated, even more of a mess, and more chaotic with red tape, riddled with red tape. You'll be lucky if you can get in to see your doctor. I'm not kidding you. Not the way that this is currently written. And give me a break. Do we need health care reform? We need insurance reform. Absolutely. We need more competition. Erase the state lines. We say it over and over again so we're blue in the face. But guess what? Insurance companies elect people, big money, big pharma. So they're not going to come back on them. That's why you clear the decks when you vote next time around. Look for a better candidate, and I hope that there are better people coming out in your area to represent the interests of whatever state you're in, and as a whole, to represent the American people better. That's why we need a third party. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Tell everybody that Kate is on Facebook, Kate Delaney, and you can go on and talk to other people that call the show. And Barack Obama is not on your Facebook yet, and I hope you You know, he needs help. I saw that he was saying that he got $80 billion from the drug companies over 10 years.
Right.
And he's bragging about that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, any fifth grader, you know, if he's like selling you lemonade or whatever, and you say to him, hey, you know, you're going to have to give me $80 over the next 10 years. The fifth grader is fine. You know, he was selling the lemonade to you at, you know, $1 a jar, and I was going to sell it to you at $2 a jar.
That's right.
Money. I mean, so anybody with any, you know, small amount of math would have figured out what was going on. And then you saw what happened today. The drug company said, sure, we'll give you $80 billion. You just have to make sure that Americans cannot buy their drugs from Canada.
Because it's cheaper. Exactly.
So, you know, you have to be lacking in the gray matter to fall for something like that. And hello, he's not going to be around in 10 years anyway. You know, it's 8 years unless he's going to change that.
Right.
So I just say that even the Democrats now are starting to turn on him. And I was surprised when that guy from Vermont got up there and said he's against he's not for the bill now.
Yeah, Sanders, yeah.
And the doctor, what's his name, the DNC chairman?
Howard Dean.
Yeah, he says it's not worth passing.
Yeah, it's a brutal bill. As I said, it would just put us in the worst position. The deficit would be, it's already ridiculous. It'd be that much worse. And plus, our health care system would be in terrible shape. It'd be in ruins by the time they try to implement this. Look at Freddie and Fannie. There's your example.
Right, right. And did you hear Obama saying, if we don't pass this bill, the medical costs will take over the entire budget? What a bunch of crap.
Yeah. It's a good scare tactic, though, because then people panic. They don't realize, and that's what they're trying to pump out there. That's the deal. It is a bunch of crap. Absolutely.
The Republicans should answer that with, well, if we had someone who knew how to manage the budget, that wouldn't happen. But, you know, what we need to do is say, if you want to control the cost, then you put in price controls on drugs like they have in Canada.
That's right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. About how they're going to stop the increase in the price of drugs. And they already went up 9% this year. So
I know.
Got to stop it.
I agree with you, Tomas. Thanks for the call.
Somebody that knows what they're doing.
I agree. I think this president too, by the way, is a 4-year guy, because Tomas was just saying this. A lot of the Democrats are turning too, and the House is probably going to turn over in a big way. You can already see signs of that because of the frustrations from the past, especially 6 months. Unless something really breaks loose next year, leading up to the elections, but I don't think so. Hey, coming up. Next week, we're going to talk about the big moments in 2009, like the miracle on the Hudson. We mentioned that the folks at Yale thought that was one of the top 10 quotes from Sullenberger, the Captain Sully, the pilot who landed the U.S. Airways jet on the Hudson. Crazy. It still amazes me that he was able to do that back in January 15th. So the miracle on the Hudson would be one of the memorable moments, I would think. Michael Jackson's death was huge, of course, because of how much coverage there was and people upset about how much coverage there was. And then everything that happened in light of his death, the Tiger Woods story now at the tail end of the year, it has been huge. You can't dispute it. And then, of course, sadly, the Fort Hood shootings would make the list. And there's other things, but we'll talk about the big moments of 2009 as we wrap it all up. Plus, coming up on our very next show, we have Nail the Score in our third hour of America Tonight. The ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr, who we haven't talked to in a couple of months now, is going to join us to help with that wrapping up of 2009 and where we're headed, with people feeling very anxious about this upcoming year because of the finances and other things that are happening across the globe and here closer to home. So we'll chat with her about that. And it's going to be a great show. Like I said, we have the Nail the Score, and we have only a couple of weeks left in the regular season, so I'm hoping somebody does that. We have a drawing at the end of the season for the people who called in for the Dave Pelz Golf School. That's like a $600 golf school. Like I said, there may be somebody in your life you want to schmooze, like your father-in-law. If you hate golf, give it to him. I don't know. Somebody's going to win it, and that's just picking a name. So that's very, very random. Coming up around the bend here, another perspective on Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman getting a lot of attention because, first, he's not going to vote for health care. Then he is going to vote for health care. What kind of deal is he getting? What's happening with Joe Lieberman? A lot of Democrats, he's an independent, remember, a lot of Democrats think that he's siding with the GOP too much. And I don't think so, though, after this latest round, now that he's back on board, because he's been reeled in, if that sticks anyway. So we'll get a different perspective from Ryan Grimm, who was on one of the cable shows today on the Medicare flip-flop. Stay with us.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Delaney hanging out with you coast to coast and everywhere in between all the nooks and crannies that are so great that make up the United States. That's where we're beaming to. And another big shout out to the people listening to us in Spain. Got an email from Victoria and she says, all the crew listening to you here in Madrid. So, hola, folks. We appreciate it. I told you I would do that, right? In fact, we're going to have a contest for the people who are actually from the mothership, which is Minneapolis, the people who are listening the furthest way. Of course, we'll have to get out our maps or figure out how many miles, et cetera, to make it a fair deal. But we're doing that in 2010. 2010. Sounds weird to say it, doesn't it? We're going to be summing up next. We're going to be summing up 2009 next week, as I said on the show. Also, Cal Beisner will stop by. He's in Copenhagen and has been blogging from Copenhagen about everything that's happening at the climate summit, which Friday is the big day. Barack Obama and the other leaders, world leaders, arriving to see if they can come up with some kind of an agreement as far as carbon dioxide emissions are concerned. But I don't think they're going to have anything that I keep saying that's going to matter much on the world stage. It's just more conversation honestly. I mentioned this earlier. Time magazine named Ben Bernanke as the person of the year. When I think of the Federal Reserve chairman, I don't actually put it on him, but when I think of the Federal Reserve, I just think, for some reason, blunder. Because our monetary system, boy, it is teetering on the edge. No matter, don't believe what they're selling you. It is totally teetering on the edge. Who knows how much money is being printed? I don't even think the government knows how much money is being printed. And that is a scary thing if you think about that for too long. All right, speaking of scary things, this is interesting. Joe Lieberman now with the Medicare thing, kind of flip-flopping on it. He ran, if you remember, what was it, 2006? When he ran in 2006, he was talking about Medicare being available to all, meaning 55 and up. And now it's the opposite. Now it's he doesn't believe in this, in what they're talking about with Medicare, which is part or was discussed as part of the Senate healthcare reform bill. So it's definitely a change of heart from the two times, once with Gore in running there and when he was running in 2006. So then you ask yourself, well, what made him change his mind? But also, it's happened recently within the last couple of months. So to me, this just says, obviously, it's more of the deals that are going on. But the bottom line is, I think it's a bogus bill. So I don't want to see it passed anyway. If Lieberman stands out, that's, to me, that's better because unless they go with a nuclear option, it's not going to happen. But will they go with the 51? That's the question. So in case you missed it, this was the latest that Lieberman said from Sunday when he was on one of the Sunday morning shows. It was Face the Nation. So here's what he recently said. And then Ryan Grimm, who's been following this and reporting on it for Huffington Post, gives you the skinny pretty much on what Lieberman's doing and what people think of the Lieberman flip-flop.
I think the only way to get this done before Christmas is to bring in some Republicans who are open-minded on this, like Olympia Snow. I'll tell you.
Well, what do you have to do that?
You got to take out the Medicare buy-in. You got to forget about the public option. You probably have to take out the CLASS Act, which is a whole new entitlement program that will, in future years, put us further in the deficit. And you got to adopt some of the cost containment provisions that will strengthen cost containment that all of us favor. If you did that, you'd have an enormous accomplishment.
Well, it might be, and that might be the last threat that you have for Joe Lieberman. They're calling a special caucus meeting at 5:30 this evening where all of the Democrats are going to get together and find out, I guess, exactly where Joe Lieberman is. Because what you have to understand is it wasn't just that as vice president he supported this. When he ran again in 2006, he supported a Medicare buy-in. For years, he's been supporting the right of people 55 and up to buy into Medicare. 3 months ago, he repeated that position to the Connecticut Post. And just over the last few weeks, he was saying that he was open to it, but he wanted to wait till the CBO analyzed it. Now, what I think happened is that he heard that the CBO was going to analyze it and that it wouldn't be very costly. So he wanted to jump out in front of it and quote-unquote oppose it in principle. But, of course, that's not principle if you are opposing the same position that you had just 3 months ago.
Yeah, see, so that's the problem with that's the problem that Lieberman's having now with the perception of flip-flopping on that. But like I said, for my money, it's better if he sits out or Olympia Snow sits out or whoever it is, if there's enough, unless they decide to go with the 51, which they probably will, and it just won't contain the public option. And again, we're going to deal with what's left, and still, even with what's left, I don't think there's much that's financially that's really going to work in the end. It's not going to cost us more premiums. It's the competition with the insurance that makes sense, where you have a choice to shop around, which means that the insurance companies have less of a chance to screw with you, let's face it, because they're making the huge money off of your back. That's what it is. Hey, it's nothing wrong with anyone making a profit. I'm about capitalism. Right? But then there's greedy, disgusting, over-the-top amounts of capitalism. It's not even capitalism. It's just sick, ugly greed. And And that's what's happened in the case of the insurance companies when it comes to health. Some of the sad things, some of the denials, some of the sad things that have happened to people as a result. Speaking of sad, big news on the Tiger front.
Is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand, like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-E-R-I-S-E. But the word the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes mine of the day. Me and little J-O-E.
We'll yeah, 14 women now and counting in the Tiger Woods saga, so it's inevitable, according to a lot of different sources and reports. Ellen is going to leave Tiger Woods, divorce Tiger Woods, that she's made up her mind. And how do you stick in a marriage like that at this point, right? So she's probably off seeing a lawyer and can file for divorce, most likely in California. They have a house there. So if you do it in California, it would increase pretty much the chances that the property would be split between the two of them. She's been out, driving her car around and whatever, and she's not sporting her wedding ring anymore, and they're living apart separately. So, I mean, it looks like, and here's a funny thing, too. Supposedly, she's close to signing a contract with a rival company of Nike's, an apparel company that Woods has been with Nike forever. She's going to sign with a rival company. Can you imagine what those commercials could look like? But with all these rumors and these new alleged mistresses, and they're just growing from, you know, now a 40-year-old woman is one of the many people he's hooked up with, and porn stars and all this other stuff and whatever. So I don't think any of us are completely shocked that she would file for divorce. Hanging in might be pretty tough in that scenario. So what a day. Tiger Woods gets named the athlete of the decade and probably is learning that his wife is no way going to come back to him, most likely filing for that divorce in the next couple of weeks or maybe before the end of the new year. All right, hats off. You know where to find me. Go check out AmericaTonight.net. We have the blunder of the day is up there, and of course, assorted things that we write will be posted on AmericaTonight.net. And also, what you missed, some of the interviews that we thought were pretty interesting are posted on the website as well. And of course, you can always flip up your comments at AmericaTonight.net.